I call it luck.
In my experience, there's no such thing as luck.
Welcome back to Canto by Dispatch. Today, I'm Brittany, and joining me today, as always, is my friend, Emily Lynn. Hi, Emily!
Hi, Brittany!
Are you?
Good. It's been almost a month since we have recorded, because we are really bad podcasters.
I don't think that we're bad podcasters. I think that just life is bad.
Yeah, life is bad. It's just, it is funny to me that when there is an actual Star Wars show on to talk about, we have not recorded in a month.
Sorry, my audio went stupid. I agree with what you said.
It's just like we've had like 6 episodes of Bad Batch. We've had an Acolyte trailer. We added the trailer for whatever that shit is called today. But
yeah, and I agree with that.
You can definitely hear what I'm saying and understand me.
I completely understand exactly everything that you are saying. But yeah.
This is we're off to a great start.
Well, Emily, how many weeks has it been? A couple of weeks, I'd say, like 3 weeks. How have the last 3 weeks been?
Real shitty.
Oh, no way. So, me too, but...
Yeah. The first two was just, like, work was annoying. I was busy, I was tired, wasn't feeling great. You know, just the good things. And then, my fiancé was in the hospital for several days. Because he has an infected gallbladder. And he was supposed to come see me next week. And the doctor was like, probably don't do that. So now I'm not going to see my fiance, who I already haven't seen since January.
You know, the doctor could be just a hater.
Yeah, that's it, I'm sure.
Or... in, like, a very dramatic, like, Gossip Girl world, the doctor could be, like, into you. And, like, he'll be trying to, like, shoot a shot at you. Like, he'll come to the United States instead and try to, like, win you over. And you're going to be like, no, all I want for Christmas is Kev. And then, end credits scene.
Yeah, that seems complicated.
I know, which... but that's terrible, though. I mean, Kev, my dude, I'm sorry that your gallbladder is bad.
Fuck, it sucks. But also just, like, when you get a message from your fiance being like, I need to call an ambulance and go to the emergency room. And you're like, I am in a different country. It's not a great feeling. At one point, he had met, you know, like, I was at work when this originally happened. And, you know, he said they were sending an ambulance. But, like, since it wasn't, like, emergency, he was just in a lot of pain and was quite sick. Like, it was going to be, like, a little bit before the ambulance would get there, if they were sending it at all. And so we've been chatting, you know, we chat on Facebook Messenger. And, you know, you can see on there, like, how long it's been since somebody was active. So we were talking, you know, like, on and off. I was asking him how I'm doing. He was keeping me updated. And then he, like, stopped responding. And I'm like, I'm looking at the little, like, you know, active 5 minutes ago, active 10 minutes ago. And that's when I start to do the, I don't have, like, his parents' phone number or anything. Because, like, it's just something we never thought about. Obviously, it's not like I'm calling his parents when I'm over here. Or, I mean, I wouldn't be calling his parents much anyway. But I was sitting there going, what if he fucking collapsed or something? I don't have any way to contact anybody. So it was like, and I'm like, so then I was doing the thing of like, okay, what time point do I start to panic and actually have to contact somebody? So I'm like, okay, if it gets at like 30 minutes, then I'm going to like try to figure out who I can like contact with. So literally I'm in the middle of typing a message to our friend, celebrity artist, Chris Hall, that was going to be like, do you have the number of somebody who might have the number of Kev's parents or like his neighbor or somebody who can go like check on him and make sure he is still alive? And as I am typing that message, Kev messages me to be like, oh, the ambulance is here. And I've been talking to like, he'd been talking to the paramedics. That's why he hadn't been responding. But I was in complete like an utter panic mode at that point.
Do you have their contact information now?
No, because like I haven't gotten it just because I'm like, he's been in the hospital and shit. And so I didn't want to bother him. But no, I'm going to get everything so I could at least like call them on WhatsApp to be like, hey, you might want to go check on your son. Because they live really close. They live like, you know, like 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any way to get a hold of them. So that was just, it was a very bad feeling. I was very scared.
I know. I can't imagine. Like I was telling you before, I was like ready to like, I was looking up flights and everything. Like I was ready to be like, Emily, we're going to London. Like I'm packing your bags. Like you're going, like, don't care what you say. Like you're going, like I'll go to your work and I'll act like Emily. I think I could be a pretty damn good paralegal. Like I was, but I mean like that, there's nothing you can do in that situation. Cause it's like, yeah, you're in two different countries, you know, I can't imagine. I mean, but you weren't helpless. Cause like you're texting him and helping him throughout the way, but it's like, I can't imagine how you felt. Cause I know how I would feel in that situation. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah, really, like, fuck. Like, obviously, like, you know, like, if your partner is sick, you want to be with them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and like it's just him not being able to come next week. It's really fucking hard. And it's just a note. Like it's also like shitty. Like he was supposed to meet my friend Steve, like the one who's going to be like, you know, performing our wedding, and we had all these plans.
That's so that just sucks. Like timing sometimes is a bitch, and it's crazy. It's like we don't think of these type of things, you know, like we plan things and it's like, you know, like all of a sudden, like, okay, like some serious like health problem happens. Like it just sucks because, you know, in a perfect world, yeah, like he'd come down and you'd be able to see him. But it's like the world fucking sucks and is deciding not to allow you to see your boyfriend or your fiance that you only see like a couple times, you know. Yeah, it's like it's like, crazy.
Like, come on, like you couldn't, the gallbladder couldn't have waited like 2 weeks to get infected. Come on.
Thank God, though. I mean, like, I mean, if it would have happened in the States, like that would have been terrible because then he would have had to pay.
Well, he would have had travel insurance. He always gets travel insurance. But the problem is that now the gallbladder is a pre-existing condition. Which means that's like why the doctor was telling him not to fly out, is because if, you know, it's a long flight, he'd be over here. And if it flared up again, which it quite easily could, it wouldn't be covered because it was pre-existing.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy. I don't know. I feel for you. I feel for him. I feel for Steve, because Steve's not going to be able to meet the wonderful man that Kev is. I mean, he'll meet Kev eventually, but.
Yeah, I was very excited for them to meet, because it's like, you know, Steve's one of my best friends. I love him very dearly, and I wanted them, well, especially since he's doing our wedding. I'm like, okay, you need to meet the groom beforehand at some point.
Ugh, I don't know. Well, you know, Kev, I mean, I hope your fucking gallbladder, you know, get that shit removed, Kev. Get it removed. I mean, I wish that was easy, like easier said than done. You could just like snap your fingers and like he doesn't have a gallbladder anymore and he's able to go on a flight to New York, but they haven't created that device yet, unfortunately.
No, it also means I don't get my fucking Easter candy. I'm very upset about that.
Oh, that sucks. Were you gonna get like one of those like Cadbury eggs or like something?
He got me a big caramel egg. And he got me a Marks and Spencer head. It was a milk chocolate cow. It was Flossie the Highland cow.
Oh.
And he has them for me. But then he was gonna bring them on the airplane, and now I don't get my fucking candy.
Well, he could freeze it and then wait until you come or he comes, and you can unfreeze it, and then it'll be good. Hopefully,
I'm really looking for that candy. It'll be fine. It's not like they're fresh made truffles or anything. Like, that shit lasts. Just, I wanted my candy.
I know.
Just gonna eat all the shit that I got him.
What'd you get him?
Oh, you know, because I go, like, every time I go to, like, Trader Joe's or something, I'm always on the lookout for things, like, when I know that Kev's coming soon. So I got him, like, some ginger chocolate-covered pretzels, and I got him some cookies and cream-covered pretzels, and I got him some, like, I don't know, some, like, spring mix of, like, candy chocolate shit that they do. And some cookies.
I love I am becoming a Trader hoe. Like, I fucking, and I got Carlos on it, too. Carlos
fucking great.
Likes Trader Joe's. I know. We've been, you know, I get like the I got like the mussels, then I get like the lentils and make like the bruschetta lentil dip. That's really good. I got a lot of the soups. That tomato feta is really good.
The fucking lobster bisque is incredible.
We need to try that next. I'll probably get that when we go next. Those little, like, the school book cookies, like, the cinnamon cookies, like, those are, like, my all-time favorite.
Oh, I don't like cinnamon, so I don't get those. Have you had the maple leaf cookies?
No, I've had them from Canada, because my mom brought some, but I haven't had the Trader Joe's ones.
They're very good. They're very maple-y. What else do I get? Have you had this is one they just got, like, a month or two ago, the black garlic cream cheese?
No, but I believe that it complements the mussels well.
And it's also fucking excellent on an everything bagel.
Okay, that's I need to add that to my list too. I got the sushi, or I think it's the sushi that everyone's been like going crazy about.
It's the kimbap?
Yeah, the kimbap. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, but I haven't tried it yet. I really like the pesto. I've been getting the frozen cauliflower. I always pronounce it wrong. Gnocchi? I call it gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi. The gyoshi. The gnocchi.
Their pastas in general are good. The roasted garlic and pesto pizza is my favorite of their pizzas. I don't like their normal pizza crust. But the garlic and pesto pizza is on like a fried pizza crust, and it's super buttery and like delicious.
I know one day I need to just go to Trader Joe's and just like get like a shit ton of stuff, because we tried going on like a Sunday. It was like raining. You know, it was Saturday. It was raining. It was in the morning and it was still a little busy. And then the worst part was, it felt really bad. Like, they dropped something, like, from our cart, and it was glass. And then they tried to blame Carlos on it.
What the fuck?
They were like, hey, like, you shouldn't be putting this there. Like, put it here next time. And Carlos, like, the sweet guy he is, he's just like, okay. And then we're leaving the store. And he's like, yeah, I didn't put it there. And I was like, I thought so. But I don't know. My biggest thing. My biggest pet peeve, I think, in the world is when someone's mean to Carlos. If someone's mean to Carlos or tries to do something to Carlos, like, I will fucking fight. Like, on St. Patrick's Day, there was a woman that came up to Carlos and joked about, like, oh, like, you're not wearing green. Someone's going to pinch you. And I got so mad. Like, okay, do not touch him.
Okay, yeah. That's not somebody being mean to him, though. That's just somebody being a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, I know. Like, anything doing anything weird or bad or mean to Carlos, like, I'm offended and I will fucking bite.
Okay.
That is the sweetest man, other than Kev, on this god green earth. Do not touch him. Do not say weird things to him. That is my job, to say weird things and do weird things. No one else can. That's it. Okay. I don't know. But
besides, I'm a traitor. Besides home. Trader Joe's, how have you been?
Oh, fucking terrible. No, I've been fine. It just, work's been really busy because it's like busy season right now for me. And shit, what else is going on? It's busy season. Let's see. I went to Disneyland. I don't know if I talked about that. It was fun. I walked around a lot. Normal things are making me tired, which is really frustrating. And I've been reacting so well to treatment that they decided to increase my treatment. So I go once every 6 weeks now, but they give me like double the amount.
Okay.
So. And I met with my oncologist on Monday and she was like, yeah, so like now's the time when you're starting to probably feel symptoms. And I'm like, yeah, because I've been getting really bad muscle pains. My memory has been really shitty. You know, my hearing's been bad. Wow. Fatigue, like heavy fatigue, like just other things. And it sucks. Like I miss being able to work out. I miss wanting to work out first off. Like the other day, like I told Carlos, I said, I'm not going to be in the mood, but I need to go on a walk because, you know, we're going to be doing that D23 stuff later. And we all fucking know how that went. And it's like the whole time I was on this walk and I was like, why am I doing this? Like, I didn't feel like any sort of like the feeling I used to feel before when I would exercise. Like it sucks. Cancer sucks. I hate it. I mean, I guess I'm reacting well to treatment because, you know, I had a PET scan recently and, you know, there's no melanoma, but then they're like, oh, well, there's other stuff going on. We don't know what it is, but yeah,
That's what I don't want to hear is we don't know what it is.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, your lymph nodes, you know, they're showing up on the scan, but, you know, they're really small, so we'll just keep watch of it. And your back is popping up. You know, you had surgery on your back like 6 months ago, but you know what? We'll just keep touch. We'll keep track of it. And then I ask, I'm like, well, is there anything I can do? Can we do like physical therapy? This? And they're like, no, we'll just keep watch.
Great. That's comforting.
While I'm going crazy, I mean, God bless these people. Way they're doing their job. I mean, I think anyone that has me as a patient deserves to be doctor of the year because it's like I'm terrible. Like I have to bring Carlos with me because like Carlos is able to bring me back down to earth. Okay. Because when like she walked in, my oncologist walked into the doctor's office, you know, and the first thing she said was, wow, like a lot of stuff like popped up on your PET scan there, hey? And I almost went fucking crazy. I was just like, okay. And I was just asking questions and I can tell by the way, like Carlos was just like, oh, okay. Like you're fine. Like, you know, she's explaining it really well. And you know, I'm asking questions. I'm like, well, like, why can't we just test my lymph nodes again? And she's just like, well, we can't do that. Cause it's like, they're not big enough. And then I'm just like, oh, okay. It's like, I just want solutions to everything. And it's like, there's no solutions to like anything. And it's just really annoying. No. And then fucking D23. So last week the D23 fucking tickets went on sale and you know I'm a gold member of D23 because you know we get perks and things and yada 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 and I love perks and things so I pay extra, which now I don't even know why the fuck I'm paying anymore. And I wasn't able to get tickets on the first day, so I'm just like, holy shit, I'm not able to get tickets and not able to go. Like this was a big deal, you know. Like they're probably gonna announce a bunch of shit, so I was like fucking devastated. And then somehow I was able to get tickets, except I had to buy fucking the individual days, like what Kev had to do and a lot of our friends had to do for a celebration. And I'd spend like way more money because with taxes and everything, it was like $100 extra a ticket.
Jesus. That's annoying.
So fucking crazy. And then they decided to do this thing where they're like, hey, so you're going to pay now for either just you're going to go to the convention or you're going to go to the panels too. And everyone's like, oh, wow. I want to go to the panels too. So all of that sold out. And the only tickets that were available were like the front row seats where you're paying like $2,000 a person. And no one wanted that because you're not getting perks anymore. Like before you used to be able to get perks where it's like the Sorcerer's package was front row seats, front of the line for exclusives. And like, they don't offer that anymore. So just, it's like, at least the Jedi package, the VIP package, like gets you like front of the line and exclusives. And
so are the panels only ticketed, or can, like, is there's like a thing where like, oh, some of it's ticketed, but you could, there's also like, you can line up day of.
They aren't very clear on that, but I believe that you have, it has to be ticketed.
That's insane. For all the panels?
All the panels. Insane. I believe it's just like the big ticket ones, you know, like the Parks panel, the Legends panel, you know, the Disney Lucasfilm Pixar insert other thing here, you know, but for like the other ones, I don't know, like the small ones, like, you know, like if Donny Osmond was to go and sing songs from Mulan again, like I don't think that I think anyone could go to that. I don't think that's like a ticketing thing, but I don't know. It's stupid. I hate it. And I feel like I'm saying that too because I wasn't lucky. Because I mean, I've been so fucking lucky with all getting tickets to things and getting into panels and everything. Like, I can't bitch, but I was fucking devastated.
Yeah, no, of course. It's like really frustrating.
Yeah. And especially like, this is my convention. Like, I prefer this way more than Star Wars Celebration for many reasons, particularly because it's, you know, I love Disney. I was raised on Disney. And like, Star Wars fans fucking suck. A lot of things about Star Wars fucking suck right now. People suck, you know? Yeah. And when I go to Disney conventions, like, everyone's really nice. Everyone's, like, really cool and really excited about Josh DeMario and the Parks panels and all this stuff, you know? Like, it's such a fun environment to be in. And it's a very inclusive environment. Because, you know, there's everything. It's Star Wars, Marvel, and then it's like everyone's just so fucking nice. And then you get kind of like the Disney influencers, and that gets like really entertaining. But yeah, then Star Wars Celebration tickets go on sale soon. It's like I still 50-50 on May, early May. No. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would like to go. I mean, work keeps, you know, I'm not sure if I'm able to go 50-50 because, again, it's during my busy peak season. I don't know. But it's like I don't want to guarantee anything. And then, like, other travel stuff, I don't know. It's a lot of uncertainty. Then it's like part of me is like, why should I plan something in a year in advance when I'm not even sure how my health is right now?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I keep telling myself, though, when, you know, I tell people how everything's going, they're like, oh, that fucking sucks. I'm like, well, it could be worse, you know? I'm still able to wake up in the morning, go to work, mostly, do my job, mostly. So I'm happy about that, you know, but it just, I get so impatient sometimes and so frustrated sometimes because it's like, here I am, I'm dealing with this shit, and it's like, why am I dealing with this? Like, I was just dealt a shitty deck of cards, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm in the same boat, you know, just that it's been a shitty couple of weeks, but I don't know. It could be worse, you know. It's been nice, you know, like I celebrated Easter with family. What else happened? I don't know. But I don't know. Could be worse.
Yeah, I guess.
So, one thing that has been good, though, which, like, it's not surprising, has been Bad Batch.
Dude, it's been awesome.
I am really loving this season, and I think that the people that are doing Bad Batch right now are doing a phenomenal job, and I think that they should be continuing doing animated shows or just shows in general for Star Wars, because this is the most I've been entertained in years.
Yeah, the only one, the one that, like, I was a little, like, the one that was like, oh, that's, like, here's the other clones. We're going to hang out with them for a while. I'm, I don't give a shit about any of these other clones. Like, just show me the fucking Bad Batch. But then it was that, it was the two episode one. And the first episode was mostly, like, let's be with the other guys. But then we just got lots of the normal ones. And that was fine. I have been, like, we talked about it before because it was a little bit in the earlier this season, too. But it's just gotten more and more. And that is the Omega Crosshair stuff has been so great. I love, like, grumpy big brother Crosshair. Like, the fact that I like that he, like, resents how much he cares about her.
I'm so glad that they were able to turn everything around with Crosshair, you know? Not that, you know, Crosshair has fully been redeemed for the shit that he did, but, I mean, he'll own up to it. Like, I did this shit.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is, like, it's nice to have a redemption storyline in Star Wars that is, like, actually showing somebody working towards that redemption and not, like, them doing one decent thing in the last 5 minutes before they die, and then supposedly that makes up for, you know, the millions of people they killed. So I like that you show Crosshair, like, actually, like, putting in the work and doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my, like, the, just like, it, you know, like Omega's teaching her how to meditate and shit. Fucking adorable.
I'm not even remotely annoyed of what they're trying to do with Omega. Like, I thought I would be.
Yeah, I know, because it seems like they're not doing, like, it's not like she's some super powerful force user or something. It's, there's something else with her, which is her, like, I mean, look, I wish this storyline were not, like, all leading towards something that I think is stupid, which is the whole, like, Palpatine clone thing I hate. But, like, if you just look at the story in isolation, I think they've done a really good job with it. And her being some sort of, like, catalyst for this other thing, rather than, oh, no, she's a super magical special Jedi, I like. And I thought,
I like, stuff, too, that yeah. She's given a choice.
Yes. And I liked the stuff with Ventress testing her. It was all great. We'll talk about the Ventress stuff. I mean, first of all, I was very excited for Ventress to come back. People were really... I wonder, of all the people Star Wars has been like, oh, no, that person wasn't dead the whole time, why people are so stuck on her as opposed to any other character who's come back, that sort of annoys me. Look, Star Wars, like, yes, dead should be dead. But first of all, at some point, they're going to explain why she's not. And I would say this show is not the place to do that explanation. You have her come back. And there's a couple reasons. One is, it's not her show. Also, I would say a good 95% of people watching the show have no idea that character died in the first place because they did it in a book. So to have her on the Bad Batch and to spend, like, what are you going to do? Like, spend 5 episodes explaining what the fuck happened to her? Or explain it all in 5 minutes? I don't want that on this show. You bring her back. It's not a plot hole that something hasn't been explained yet. They'll explain it at some point. And until they do, I'm just be happy that I get this really cool character back. And she has an awesome haircut and looks sexy as fuck. And is, like, beating the shit out of the guys.
Yeah, her haircut was pretty nice. It was good. I was a fan of her arc in the Clone Wars and how she kind of became, like, kind of in the middle. Like, I don't want to be on any sides. I'm on my side. And it was cool seeing that, too, in the episode that she was in, because it was like, yeah, cool. Like, I'm playing my side. Like, this is about me. Like, finally, we have some, like, selfish fucking people in Star Wars, because it's like, you know, I feel like all these people are always, you know, fighting for, like, one side or the other side. It's like, why can't I fight for me, for what I want, for...
You know what? If you are going to bring a character back from the dead, I would say the character who has a strong connection to the fucking magical witches. How much, like, I mean, I don't need it all explained to me. Like, it's not, you know, like, if fucking Boba Fett can survive going down fucking Saga Cut, she can die and then be resurrected by the fucking Night Sisters. And again, I don't need to see it happen on Bad Batch, because then it'd be super rushed and weird. And again, most people watching this show, no idea that character was dead in the first place.
You know, I don't want to say that a lot of it has to do with, like, gender and other stuff, too. But, I mean, like, I feel like some of it doesn't. But, I mean, I feel like we're dealing... I mean, I don't want to say, like, this is, like, parallel. But it's, like, I feel like we're dealing the same shit right now where everyone being mad at Beyonce for making a country album. Like, who the fuck cares? Like, who the fuck cares if Asajj came back from the dead and Beyonce wants to do a fucking country? Like, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't know, Let her cover Jolene. Everyone covers Jolene. Like, why the fuck can't Beyonce do it? Like, why the fuck can't Asajj Ventress be in Bad Batch? Like, fuck you. Like, why? Like, give me one good reason other than that she died in a book. Why she shouldn't be. But then, like, Boa Fett died on screen.
He gets a whole fucking ass show. Yeah.
Yeah. He died on screen. I'll quote that. You know, he got eaten by a Sarlacc guy. Let's see, what else has happened? Maul was split in half. No one would survive that. You need to have
he had stupid fucking spider legs, and it was the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, like, how does he shit? Oh, I don't care. You know, like, why are you more concerned about why someone died versus, like, why someone's still alive and they can't shit anymore? Like, yeah. Please tell me why you care more about Maul or more about Asajj than Maul being able to make bowel movements. That's crazy to me.
I'm like, the character's so fucking cool. And again, yeah, I do think for the most part, Star Wars can pull back on the, hey, this character's not dead. But why people get this particular one has stuck in people's craw so much, I find suspect. And again, they just haven't explained it yet. Doesn't mean they're not going to fucking explain it.
Who cares if they don't? I almost just don't want them to explain it.
I don't know. I would be happy if them explaining it if it meant I got a whole fucking ass Ventress show. Give me a 6-episode Ventress show. Then I want to know how she came back to life. Otherwise, I don't care. The fucking Night Sisters did it. Because they're fucking magical force witches.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who gives a shit? They've got stupid fucking, like, zombie stormtroopers and dumbass shit like that. God forbid we get, like, a fucking kick-ass female character back.
I'm just so happy that I don't see any of this discourse, because it means that I have successfully muted Star Wars off of my feeds. And I feel like that has made me a better person.
Probably. I don't see nearly as much as I used to. I mean, one thing I like about Blue Sky is I barely see, like, almost no Star Wars talk, and it's awesome.
I know. I unfortunately gave up on Blue Sky because Blue Sky didn't have all of my Taylor Swift updates.
Okay.
And there's been a lot going on, Emily. Like, we're getting a new album. Like, we've seen Travis at multiple concerts. You know, we've seen Travis with her at the Bahamas. Like, we've just been seeing Travis everywhere. So good for Travis. Good for her. Good for us. We have a movie now on Disney Plus that we can watch anytime.
Yeah,
you do. Maybe when we chat this weekend, we can have it on in the background so I can, like, give you guys, like, Taylor Swift 101 for, like, 3 hours. I could think I could do it. I have to write some notes, but I think I could do it really well.
That might go beyond 101, but...
Yeah. Well, it could be, like, it could start off as a 101, and then go be a 201, and then a 301, and then a 401, and then congratulations, like, you're a Taylor Swift graduate.
Okay. Oh, the Bad Batch. The ones this week with the cute little Force kids.
I love the kids.
Here's my thing is, for the most part, if you told me, like, hey, do you want some Force users on the show? I would be like, no, go fuck yourselves. But then they're like, hey, do you want those Force user to be a cute little toddler that's, like, some kind of little adorable furry bat alien? I'm like, Okay, that, give me the cute little furry bat alien.
I think the other kids were, like, really cute, too. Like, when they were asking Emery, like, hey, when am I going home? Like, is this kid going to be okay? And then, like, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, he's fine. And then that turned out to be a fucking joke.
Yeah. We're definitely going to see her, you know, she's not going to be, she's going to help Omega. I mean, obviously.
Of course she is.
And we'll probably get killed in the end of the time. But maybe she'll, like, take down Hemlock before she goes. But what she, because she left Omega's little doll for the girl. For Eva or whatever her name was. That was very cute. But again, that little fucking bat creature, as soon as that episode starts, I'm like, oh, look at those adorable bat aliens.
I'm just concerned about the bat because the bat child has no, does not have the capacity to care itself. So Emery is going to have to take care of the bat child.
But the bat child is just a little, it's like, that's like a little Baby Yoda.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Baby Yoda can't wipe his own ass. You know, like, I don't know. I mean,
it's just a little, yeah, the little bat guy is just a little toddler.
Yeah, but still, like, that's just Cad so Bane. Sad. Fuck Cad Bane. Every time I see Cad Bane now, I get so annoyed. No, and I'm even more annoyed at Facebook because I don't know why I'm like 80 years old and going on Facebook. Every time I go on Facebook, like on like a Tuesday, they like show like Bad Batch spoilers. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's Tuesday. The show's on tomorrow. Why are you telling me that Asajj is going to be in the next episode? Why are you telling me that Cad Bane is going to be in this episode? And then I see fucking Cad Bane on my screen and I'm fucking annoyed because I'm still recovering from seeing CGI live action fucking Cad Bane. He was so creepy.
It was very creepy. That's a very creepy look in live action.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the show other than that. I mean, and that terrible 2-episode Grogu arc that I could have lived without.
Yeah. But no, I think he's supposed to be creepy, so that's fine. It was just like I didn't like the eyes.
Yeah, the eyes were bad. But yeah. Fuck Cad Bane for taking away the child.
Little cute, adorable bat alien. When I was watching it and I couldn't figure out what the species was called, it's probably up by now. By the time I'm like, I don't know. So, oh, Tarkin.
Oh, yeah, we see your guy again. He's very mad about the budget. But I mean, he could find out about the budget. Like, he knows how to work around that.
Here's the thing, like, Hemlock trying to, like, pull, like, rank on Tarkin to be like, oh, I'm not allowed to tell you what my super secret project is. That's not good. That's how you know Hemlock's not going to end up well. That's a bad idea. Don't fucking challenge Tarkin.
Yeah, I guess. Like, Mendo challenged him. But we haven't seen Mendo yet again. We need to see Mendo again.
That would be nice.
What I think might happen is that Vader or whoever's in charge of... No, Vader's not in charge of this. I think that Palpatine will be like, fuck this project. We're going to focus on the big laser beam. So, Mendo,
well, he's not going to be like, fuck this project because that's how he eventually comes back, but...
Well, I think that he's going to be like publicly like, fuck this project. And then like secretly he's going to be like, hey man, here are your funds. And then Krennic will have his time to shine.
Oh, we used to see him. I would like to see him again, but...
Yeah, so I love Hemlock, though.
To fucking Jimmy Simpson is doing such a fucking good job with that voice. Like it's that very like slow kind of like calm thing. It's so like shitty and creepy. I love it.
This show was so fucking good. Like I was not expecting animation to rock me how it has, and like that's awesome. Like I'm so glad it took like 5 Star Wars animated shows for me to be like this interested.
They did it, like, and I'm surprised by how, like, well they've done setting shit up. Like, this, you know, this whole season we've seen Crosshair with the problem with his aim and his hands shaking, all leading up to this moment where he misses the tracker on the ship. I'm like, oh, that's a really good setup. Like, they really planted the seeds for that deep. Like, that was a good fucking job. And that's something I feel like Star Wars not always cares about.
Poor fucking Crosshair.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
I think they'll find a way to find Omega. I think that Omega...
Oh, yeah, they're not going to... No, Omega's just going to, like, die. That's the end of the Bad Batch.
Yeah, Mega's just gonna, she's gonna die with those Jedi kids and little Bat Child.
Oh my God, the little Bat Child. I need a name. Okay, next episode there better be a fucking name for the little Bat Child.
It's gonna be something stupid like Grogu.
It's gonna be like Batty Bats it's in or something.
Fucking Star Wars. I don't know. Pablo would know. We should ask Pablo. Are you inviting Pablo to the wedding?
Yes.
Oh my definitely. God, you should. Please do it. Or I'll invite you for him, because I don't know Pablo enough to invite him to mine. I mean, I already have a list of celebrities and people that I'm going to invite to my wedding.
Okay. Like who?
George Lucas.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
A bunch of companies, because when I read that if you send companies wedding invitations, they give you things. And I'm needy, so I need things. So who else am I inviting? Probably Steven Spielberg.
Okay.
I like him. I like that guy. You can't invite Tom Hanks because you don't like him. Who else should I invite?
I want, if I could have any celebrity at my wedding, like any celebrity at all, I would want Danny DeVito.
Well, he'd be so fun.
He's fun. Dude is like super nice, knows how to party, likes a drink. Yeah, Danny DeVito. That would be my number one celebrity invite. I think he might be the celebrity I most want to meet. Fucking love Danny DeVito.
I would want to invite Harrison Ford, but like I wouldn't want to meet Harrison Ford because like I wouldn't want to disappoint Harrison Ford, because
just because, you know, give him a bunch of pot, he'll be fine.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know who else I would want to invite, but it's like I have to invite George, because George is the reason why we're all here today. I don't know who else. I'll have to get a good list. I'll have to actually start planning a wedding first. I don't know. Do you know anyone else that's getting married too?
No.
Nope. Did you get a Skype message or did I get a Skype message?
I don't think I got a Skype message.
Let me see. Okay. So, I got back on Skype because I haven't used Skype in like a month. And then like Skype was like trying to tell me like, oh, hey, like try go on this like dating thing.
Ugh.
Does Skype do? Because I learned the other day that there's a Facebook dating.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Facebook dating before.
I know someone that's going on a Facebook date. And I need answers of how that's good. Actually, oh, no, they already went on. They're about to go on another date. So I need to find out more answers about that. Never mind. But, I mean, I can't talk shit because I met Carlos on Twitter. But I'm just interested of how that would be. Because I feel like on Facebook, it's like so much easier to fake yourself, you know?
I don't know. Probably not any more than any other dating site. Like, I think the dating apps are pretty much all the same when it comes to, like, that shit.
When I was on Tinder many years ago, I'd say at least 10 years ago, like, I would always get to the point where, like, I would, like, get ready to, like, start planning to meet someone, and then I'd chicken out. I would just, like, stop talking to them.
Yeah, I did that a lot.
Yeah, because when like it starts becoming like more real, and then it's like you get their social medias and everything, and then you have time to like assess the situation. Like there was one person where I was talking to them for a bit, and like they sent me their socials, and I'm just like no, and then I just like stopped talking, and then they found me on Instagram and started messaging me.
Oh no, see that's what you get, that you dodge a bullet there, because if you are the type of person who is going to fall, like look man, just take the hint. I didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was, like, so funny. Like, I remember seeing it, and I was like, no, I'm good. But also, like, I mean, also, like, probably, like, shame on me, too, where it's, like, you know, I was probably, like, Yeah, I was bad too, you know, but I mean, that's happened to me before.
Like, it's, look, you can go, it's shitty to just stop talking to somebody, but also if somebody just, like, on a dating start at a really early stage, if somebody just stops talking to you, then you just go, okay, then you move on with your life.
Yeah, I mean, thank God, you know, I knew that Carlos existed and that, you know, he was who he was, and there was, like, pictures of him online. I mean, even though technically, like, when we first talked, like, I had no idea what Carlos looked like, so I was, like, I was hoping I was flirting with someone that was attractive. And then still, like, his profile picture, like, wasn't very clear, so I was just, like, uncertain. And then I met him in person, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's cute. But I was, like, really downplaying it. Like, I think this guy's cute, but it's, like, I don't want to make a move. And then finding out that he's, you know, he doesn't know when the move is made, so then, like, people have to force him to make a move, and then just waiting around. Like, that whole week after you guys told Carlos to date me, basically, and, like, it took Carlos a fucking week to message me and say, not even ask me on a date, but to say, hey, there's this brewery I want to go to. You want to come with me?
Oh, that's cute. He's a sweetie.
He is. He's so good. He's here folding laundry now. He's been taking care of me because I haven't been feeling well. He's just so good. And I can't look at him when I say that because...
Yeah, of course not. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah, he's mooning me now.
Okay.
Oh, and Kev's so good, too.
Yeah, he's a good guy. His gallbladder sucks, though.
I know. Can, like, he has, like, a specific diet right now? Like, I can't, like, send him anything?
No, it's not. It's more of just, like, there's nothing, like, outright banned. It's just, like, it's, you know, it's, like, you know, try not to do too much fatty food. Make sure you're eating a lot of, like, fiber and fruits and veggies. So, like, he can still eat, you know, like, cheese and meat and stuff. It just, he needs to, you know, like, be aware of how much of it he's eating.
I could never do that. I feel like if someone was like, Brittany, like, you have to give up cheese, I'd be like, I'm giving up you.
Yeah.
What would you do? I mean, there's vegan cheese, but...
Oh, it's terrible.
There's nothing like... like a warm quesadilla or like a cheeseburger or like cheese fries. You know, my guilty pleasure is going to Islands and like they have like a happy hour special and they have just like cheese fries and it's like so good. And it has like the green onions on top. But I used to ban Islands because
I don't know what Islands is, by the way.
Oh, Islands. Okay, so Islands is this like Hawaiian themed restaurant. Like, they have burgers. It's just, it's like a burger restaurant, you know? It's like Red Robin. You know how it's, like, it's kind of, like, too expensive for what it is, but it's not bad. But it's, like, I would say it's, like, a little more upscale, like, Applebee's.
Okay.
Like, okay, so actually, Applebee's is, like, down here. Like, we don't fuck with Applebee's. And then, like, above it, more is Chili's. Mm-hmm. And then above that, just a smidge is Islands.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And but the thing about Islands is that they charge extra for cheese on their burgers. Stupid. But their cheese is fucking good.
Yeah. That's a cheese. I mean, often, I mean, most places, cheeseburger more is expensive than a hamburger. Fucking McDonald's cheeseburger is more expensive than a hamburger.
Yeah, but it's like noticeably more expensive. It's like $1 more. But they have a good happy hour special. Like their frozen margs are like $5. That's pretty good if you ask me. I get like a nice like 24-ounce margarita. Sign me the fuck up.
Yeah, I can sign that.
Yeah, we have been there in a bit. We used to go there a lot, but I feel like every time I would have like a bad doctor's appointment or something, I'd be like, let's go to Islands. I think after the appointment, after I found out that I was getting surgery for this thing on my back that ended up being stationary cancer, I was like, let's go to Islands and get drunk. So, yeah. Let's get drunk at Islands and then walk around Costco and let me buy things because I'm sad.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds good.
Yeah. But it's always funny because I always end up buying Carlos things and he's like, no, I don't need this. And I said, yes, you do. I'm sad. Let me buy you this.
Aw.
Yeah, it's like shirts or I still have some candles I haven't used yet. I got at Costco. And then I feel like I've bought so much stuff from like Costco or Sam's Club where it's like I haven't been able to use it yet. Like I got this like it's like an iron, but it's like a stick. And you can like use it to like iron your clothes so you don't have to have like a stick or something. Like the get out the thing to iron your clothes, like an ironing board.
The ironing board, yeah.
Yeah. I obviously haven't used an ironing board in God knows how many years. The first time in years I used an ironing board was when I was at Disney World pre-ironing my spirit jerseys. No shame. But did you also watch the trailer for the Tales of the Empire?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I mean, I just don't care about that shit. Here's the thing. Like, when I saw Tales of the Empire, I got really excited because I thought it would be, like, about, like, Imperials. Like, it would just be like shitty, like, office politics. But instead, it's, like, Force users. And then I'm like, eh, boo.
I'm interested, though, because it's about Force users that we don't really know about. I mean, other than, like, Morgan Ellsworth. Okay, every time I hear the name Morgan Ellsworth, I think, like, that's such a shitty Star Wars name. Like, I feel like I work with a Morgan Ellsworth, you know? Like, that's just, like, such, like, a common, like, that's an Emily Smith, you know? That's a,
no, I don't love it. Or it's, like, from, like, a, like, it's, like, a fucking King Arthur witch lady.
Yeah.
I'm not, yeah, and I don't know anything about her at all, so.
Maybe she's a witch, right?
I don't fucking know. I literally don't know anything about her, because I didn't watch that show.
Okay, good. Because I would have felt bad if it was, like, offensive, like, me saying that she was a witch. Because it's, like, you know, because it's, like, sometimes people call women witches, because it's, like,
no,
it's,
like, a bad thing. Literally, she's a fucking witch.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. And then Barriss Offrey.
That's, like, the Barriss stuff I'm a little more interested in. But then I'm, like, I don't want to, like, the fucking, like, Grand Inquisitor or whatever they're fucking called. Or, I hate all that shit.
If it's the same guy as before, the cute guy, forget what his name was. That was the Inquisitor in Kenobi.
No, I don't remember at all. But, like, if it had been, like, yeah, so I saw, like, ooh, Tales of the Empire, and I thought it was going to be, like, no, I thought it'd be, like, you know, like, the Imperial scenes in Andor. I'm like, ooh, it'll be, like, weird office politics. That'll be great. And then I'm like, oh, no.
No.
It's a wish they just called it, like, Tales of the Dark Side or something like that. Then I wouldn't have ever gotten excited. But I never watched the Tales of the Jedi one, so.
I thought it was good. They had a story about Anakin, or, like, no, it was Ahsoka, and then they had a story about Qui-Gon Jinn. That was pretty cool. Or no, it was about Count Dooku.
Man, you really remember this very well.
I'm sorry. The cancer is affecting my memory.
You are 0-2 on that show.
I was close, though. It'd give me 50% at
least. Yeah, Qui-Gon is, yeah, that's super close.
B was in it! And then they actually used Liam Neeson.
Yeah, but one of them is a good guy and one of them is a bad guy. Those
but
are very different characters.
One of them used to be a good guy. Remember, Dooku used to be good, but then he got mad because the Jedi are annoying sometimes. He said, fuck all y'all, I'm going to the Sith.
Anyway, yeah. So,
I'm kind of right.
Oh my god, we haven't talked about the fucking Acolyte trailer, which I now don't remember a single thing from, but.
Oh my god, I don't either.
It was colorful.
It was good.
And there were some cute little Jedi kids.
I think it's promising. I think I keep forgetting that it's a show and not a movie because it looks like a movie. It's very well done, it looks like.
I always thought, you know, I'm willing to give it a try. There's a fucking a Wookiee. I like that. Main character looks fucking awesome with that purple robe. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I like the purple robe.
Their hair is incredible. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's promising. I think Empire Magazine had, like, a bunch of photos from it.
Yeah. I haven't really looked at them yet, but I've seen a couple just, you know, scrolling through social media.
I remember when we used to actually read those and then report about them on the podcast. And then we
nobody's
looking
notes.
To us
for news. Like, we haven't even recorded in a month. Nobody cares. It's none of us news. They act like Sugar was a month ago.
I'm so happy we don't. Because, God, could you imagine if we actually had to, like, do notes and everything? Like, oh, if we still had, like, a Google spreadsheet of what we're going to talk about during
the episode. God. Or, God forbid, we did, like, reactions.
We're not that pathetic. Speaking of, congratulations to Carlos's podcast. He reached 400 episodes.
That's a lot.
He did it all by himself. Congratulations, honey.
Good job, Carlos.
Good job, Carlos. Can't wait till we reach 400.
Okay. That's gonna be a while.
We'll be married by the time.
Not
to each other, but to the...
Yeah, I would hope so, because that's a long time away. That we have a lot of episodes. We have 120 episodes to get there.
I know. It's almost been a year. I mean, actually, no, it's only been like 6 months since we both got engaged. I love that we got engaged like around the same time.
Yeah.
That's so fun. I love that for us. Man, oh man. Have you picked out your dress yet?
No.
I need to start looking.
I haven't fucking done anything yet. I need to do shit. Which is one annoying, because that was something we were going to do when he was here, is to like nail down a bunch of plans, because it's easier to do in person. But
that's okay. There's plenty of time in the world for that.
No, there is not. We're getting married next year. And I'm supposed to be moving there at the end of this year. There is not plenty of time.
I think you could make time. I don't know. I mean, I've never been married before, so I don't know how this goes. But I mean, I think that because, I mean, you're having a pretty small wedding. I mean, I don't know. Have you figured out, like, I mean, have you guys started talking about
literally,
like, food?
I haven't figured out anything.
Oh, wow. Okay. That could be a conversation. I'll try to find a good taco cart in your area. Or like a good place that caters. I'm just doing a taco cart because tacos are good. Tacos are warm. Yeah.
Good and warm. Okay.
They're good. They're warm. I want to be able to order a quesadilla if I want one. And then bonus, if the guy has hot dogs. Like, that's when you know you have a good taco cart, is if the guy is making hot dogs too on the side, wrapped in bacon. Like, that, congratulations. Like, that's your taco guy. That is the taco guy of the year.
Okay, I prefer my taco carts to just have tacos.
Yeah. If you have a taco cart, and if you go to a party in California and you have a taco cart, like, you'll know what I'm talking. Emily, you'll know pretty soon. I mean, I don't know how soon, but I still need to get down, like, wedding stuff and figure out. Our family still need to figure out short lists of which family to invite so I can invite friends, because we have a lot of friends. So I'm pretty sure that everyone that listens to this podcast is invited to the wedding, though. Like, I'm pretty sure. So please come to my wedding. Yeah, I don't think there's much else to talk about this episode.
Okay.
Do we have anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. This is great. We haven't had to cut out anything. Great. All right. Well, Emily, where can we find you in the podcast and social media?
I am on social media at EF Lind. The show is at Canterbite Pod. You can send us email, canterbitepod@gmail.com. Brittany, where are you?
You can find me on social media as Canto Brit, except I don't have TikTok because it tried to say that I was like Canto Brit 6 when we all know that I'm the only Canto Brit. So fuck TikTok. I'm not going there anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's sad.
Well, yeah, it is. It is sad. But, you know, like, we can live without TikTok. I don't fuck with TikTok.
No, I don't. I'm fucking 40 years old. I don't mess with TikTok. No.
Yeah. Good.
don't. You're wasting your time, because there you'd probably be like Emily Lynn, like number 36 or something.
Adults don't need to be on TikTok.
I agree. No one needs to be on TikTok.
Weird and sad.
It's weird. It's weird. It's sad. I don't need it. We don't need it. Glad we agree.
That is for teenagers.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. It's nice to be back. Hopefully we'll be back next week, but I don't know. We'll see. All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye. I need a better bye. Okay. Bye.
Here we go.
Yo, 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 and away we go. It's time to serenade my girl Lindo. Sorry the ladies where I had to say no, but if I'm cheating on Sabrina, it's on Canto. No shame in the game, make even Rogue One seem tame. But I blame it on Brit with a ginger mane. Yeah, that's fire. Love on the rocks leaves the love on my socks. Lindo fanfic leaves y'all shocked, especially when y'all truly whips out his cock. Canto Bite, episode 100.
Hey yo, I'm back, no fulcrum this time. I'm on a flight to the bay and I'm writing some rhymes. My top three running through my head, you know, so I had to come correct when they hit the hundo. My girls E and B deserve congratulations, our adulation for the weekly creation. My last celebration was all about them, but this time I gotta drop lines for our friends. This is for the bitches, strictly for the bitches. Give it up for the bitches, all the Canto bitches. This one's for my bitches, only for the bitches. Throw your hands up, bitches, all my Canto bitches. Start off with my Aussies, Catherine's a sweet one. Brought cash into lunch with Canto bitch number one. Josh made it a team and had bourbon and cornflakes, the kind of ice cream that made him show me his old face. Got to meet Turbo and throw back some brews. Fish tacos in San Fran, you know we approved. Rebecca from Perth, I haven't met you yet. Last shout to Frushi, dude, I didn't forget. This is for the bitches, strictly for the bitches. Give it up for the bitches, all the Canto bitches. This one's for my bitches, only for the bitches. Throw your hands up, bitches, all my Canto bitches. Rabia and Adele often email the show. I cut a track on them trolls with Johnny Grasso. Jesse McGee busted a rap for me. Met her and Horse B at Scum and Villainy. King Tom, Death Watch, the most regal of fathers. Got to behold the luscious locks of Strata. Shouted Rusty last time, so I shout a Raj too. You know the list ain't complete without Les and Boo. This is for the bitches, strictly for the bitches. Give it up for the bitches, all the Canto bitches. This one's for my bitches, only for the bitches. Throw your hands up, bitches, all my Canto bitches. Now if I didn't say your name, don't feel no shame. You love the fun, the games, and refresher bangs. Hang on every word of Lindo's fanfic, where she describes every vein in Mendo's dick. Spread the word, maybe buy a t-shirt. I don't know, maybe ask the girls if Yaddle squirts. Take your CBD, send in your top threes, and you'll always be a bitch like me. Get him, Eric.
Ha ha!